Earth, sky.
The Atlantic hurricane season of 2010 is predicted to be more active than normal. That's according to forecasts released in early June by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the International Research Institute for Climate and Society, or IRI. Earth Sky spoke with Tony Barnston, lead forecaster for IRI.
There will be more hurricane activity. The main 3 months that our forecasts apply to, August, September, and October, when most of the hurricanes occur.
That's peak season for hurricanes, Barnston said, but the official season is from June to November. He said in a normal year, almost 10 hurricanes and tropical storms are expected. This year, forecasters expect 14 or 15. Barnston said there are two reasons they believe there will be so many storms.
The water temperature being above normal in the main development region, and number two, the likely development of at least a weak La Nina by the hurricane season.
Barnston said that the surface temperatures of the seas where Atlantic hurricanes develop are 1 to 2 degrees Celsius above normal this year. Warmer waters fuel hurricanes, and La Nina, a climate event connected to ocean and air circulation in both the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, can create atmospheric conditions that help hurricanes stay intact as they develop. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.